Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Terry Crowley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Sorrell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tommy Macek. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford takes first base on ball four. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Buford steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly moves to third. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Otis steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Palmer. Kelly scores. Otis moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball four. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson scores. One out. It's Orioles, 1, Royals, 1. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago bunts towards first. Crowley scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Matchick moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojas takes first base on ball 4. Sorrell moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matchick takes first base on ball 4. Sorrell moves to third. Rojas moves to second. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-0 in the game. Drago strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Sorrell scores. Rojas moves to third. Matchick moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first, with Drago covering, for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crowley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rettenmund. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sorrell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Sorrell reaches second base with a double. Oliver scores. It's Orioles, 3, Royals, 3. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a line drive towards short. Grich catches it and steps on second to double up Sorrell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grich for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crowley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matchick for the out. One out. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is 0-for-1 in the game. Drago hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crowley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Palmer takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford is called out on strikes. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Palmer moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Palmer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crowley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-3 in the game. Piniella hits a pop-up towards first. Crowley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a fly ball into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-3 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis, who is chasing the ball. Grich reaches third base with a triple. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Orioles. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Palmer hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Pete Rickert now pitching. Paul Schall pinch hits for Tommy Machick. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall takes first base on ball 4. Rojas moves to second. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Dick Drago. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to first to double up Schall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Schall now playing third base. Jackie Hernandez now playing shortstop. Don O'Reilly now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Buford steals second. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Terry Crowley. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez fields it and throws to home to get Buford. Robinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Aurelio Montegudo now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Robinson moves to third. Salmon moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Chico Salmon now playing first base. Mark Bellinger now playing shortstop. Merv Rettenmund now playing left field. Paul Blair now playing center fi. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Kelly is called out on strikes. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 4 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Eddie Watt now pitching. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5. And Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.